Greetings and welcome on board WDKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence on the news line with us now. We're glad to say we're back on the line with Dr. John Furia. We've talked to him a number of times in the past about sports-related topics and just general orthopedic and or surgery topics. Today we're going to layer onto that the COVID discussion that you have whenever you get a medical professional within earshot. So we are glad to say Dr. Furia is back on the line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Geez, good morning, Mark. It's always a pleasure. It's been too long. I hope you're safe, healthy, happy, and well.
I am, and you can come here and visit us in our studio. In a couple years, we'll let you back in.
I'll take you up on that opportunity, young man. I look forward to that day.
Well, let's talk about, I want to start out and really focus on ACL injuries. I wouldn't say that we necessarily hear more this year than previous years about it, but it just needs to be brought up and talked about, the reminders issued about these injuries, the ACL injuries for young people primarily.
Sure. So unlike the computer, right, the body doesn't get an upgrade. So ACL injuries, although they certainly have not generated a lot of, or as much news attention as they had with, you know, that we've had to live through the pandemic, they're still there, and they're still a real problem for some of our younger athletes, particularly younger female athletes. The kids are back playing now at an aggressive level, and the risk of ACL injury is for real.
Well, let's talk about precisely what it is, the ACL, and what an injury is, and then we'll get into our prevention conversation.
Absolutely. So the ACL is the major stabilizing ligament in the knee. It connects the tibia bone, the shin bone, from the thigh bone, the femur bone, and it's a big taut ligament that prevents the knee from shifting, particularly with twisting, pivoting, or cutting, all types of activities that occur in running or in athletic sports. It's particularly vulnerable in younger women for a litany of different reasons. We don't have to enumerate them, but the literature is well established that young females are more prone to this injury than males. But the exciting news is that over the last 5 to 7 years, with our rehabilitation colleagues have come up with some good exercises that can be preventative in nature. Obviously, when the injury occurs, surgery is the treatment, and we get our patients fixed up and back playing. But it's great that we now have mechanisms for preventing ACL tear.
Let's start out with how to strengthen. If you're familiar with the fact that this, if you as an athlete are familiar with how this is a vulnerability, how can you strengthen it to avoid injury?
One of the key ways to prevent an ACL injury is to work, I call it threefold. One, you need to improve the leg strength, particularly the hamstrings. So it's exercises that are designed to improve strength. Secondly, you need to improve balance, and typically that involves one-legged drills, right, so that the knee itself has a good sense for its position in space, and so that a lot of balance exercises are really critical. And then finally, it's sports-specific exercises that will improve technique while participating in sports, so that when those maneuvers are performed repetitively, the knee isn't likely to give way. So let's back up again with strengthening exercises. There are a lot of ways to strengthen the knee and the muscles above and below the knee, but what I found to be particularly helpful for high school and college athletes are one-legged exercises. Exercises such as one-legged squats, one-legged leg press, and straight box jumps, where an athlete stands on a box, jumps into a bent squatted position, and then fires back up and jumps on another box. It's a plyometric type exercise, so it's explosive in nature, which improves performance in and of itself, but also has been shown to be somewhat protective in ACL injuries. Any type of side-to-side maneuver also is really helpful. So running kite karaoke drills around small little cones is very helpful, because it teaches the knee how to cut in a safe manner, and lateral jumps also really help. So that's how I tell my patients to go about strengthening, and by doing the one-legged exercise. It's just standing on one leg, Mark. It's not that easy to do. I have my patients stand on one leg, and then I have them try to do that with their eyes closed, and it's somewhat difficult and challenging, but once athletes are able to master that, that will hopefully allow them to improve their sense of position and space and prevent ACL injury.
Well, I know from yoga, if you can't see the horizon line, your brain loses its bearings, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. Okay, so these one-legged exercises and this biometric exercises, your ACL can be strengthened and your knee can be enhanced so that it's ready for this work.
Right, so I guess I would modify that by saying the ligament can't get strengthened. Like, the ligament itself is just collagen. It's just like a rope. So it's not something that gets bigger and stronger with exercise, but the muscles above and below, you can improve them you can make them stronger, you can provide them with more endurance so they don't fatigue as much, because that's when injuries happen, right? It's always, I worked on a ski slope for many, many months when I was in my training, and it's routinely patients tear their ACLs while skiing. They always say it was just my last run. It's because the muscles weaken, and so they don't support the knee quite as well, and they're more likely to let you fall or twist or do something abnormal. So you want to provide strength, and you want to provide additional endurance, and you want to improve proprioception, which is that sense of balance. And again, the way I'd like to describe it is try to stand on one leg and balance yourself, and then do the same thing with your eyes closed, and you'll see how much more difficult it is. There are nerve fibers and relay paths that go from the knee to the brain, and those can be improved. Neuroproprioceptive type function can be improved, which also is protective in nature.
Before you work out or before you compete, is there something you should do to prevent ACL injury?
Well, so I always tell my patients that the days of performing just simply static stretching, although that's a good thing to do, oftentimes makes you feel good, that's not been shown to be protective against ACL tears or even overuse injuries, for that matter. The better approach now, and I think what sports medicine has adapted, is more of a dynamic means of exercise and warming up. So typically, like running in place or anything lightly aerobic to kind of get blood flowing to the muscles that are about to be exercised more aggressively. So soccer players, so that would be their legs. So, a little light jogging and so forth. Then coming back and doing dynamic stretches that are done with partners, and stretches that are done with multi-joint motions, those sorts of things, are probably the best way to warm up.
Let's talk about overall diet, fitness, and exercise to avoid injury. Sort of any tips in that regard?
Sure. So first of all, critical. And, I think you can look at athletic nutrition and hydration, and I like to think of it as pre-workout, in-workout, post-workout, right? So what should you do pre-workout? Pre-workout, I'm a runner. I'm still training for my races, like at the Chicago Marathon coming up here shortly. So pre-workout, I think it's important to eat something light, but that's something that has carbohydrates, low fat, and low protein, so that the carbohydrates, hopefully the ones that can be quickly and easily digested, will be available to provide energy, glucose, for the muscles. So that's pre-workout. Immediately post-workout, we always used to encourage our athletes to get some protein in there right away, and it used to be, the mantra was that it had to be within 10 to 15 minutes. Now that no longer exists. We've found that that doesn't matter. So any protein within several hours of a workout would be sufficient. But you do want protein, because when you've exercised a lot, if I go for a long run, which I do, your muscles get sore. Those muscle fibers have these little micro tears, and you need protein to stimulate healing. So something with a with a moderate amount of protein is real important. Post-workout chocolate milk is a great answer. Any of the protein drinks, I think, are also superb. A protein bar, anything, and it could be anything. And then, of course, during exercise, I think it's important to stay hydrated. And if you're an endurance athlete like myself, any type of juice that have electrolytes and some carbohydrates and protein are also real helpful. It's hard to eat while you're working out, and if you, unless you're going to be doing it for a long period of time on a bike or for a long run, oftentimes not necessary.
Is there some way that you can avoid injury while you are exercising, working out, or competing? Sort of some movement, right, or some action to stay away from?
Yeah, so I wish there was some magic food we all could take that would prevent injury. That doesn't exist. Oh, God, I wish it would. I think probably the best thing to do, and this is typically what I tell my people, is you don't want the dreaded bonk. So yesterday, my wife had to, she saw the results of a bonk firsthand. I was on my long run, and I didn't have enough carbohydrates early on. It was a warmer day, and I ran out of glucose in my body, and that's it. It's like the lights go out, and you get lightheaded, and you get a bit of a headache, and the sweating starts to decrease, and you can't go anymore. So it's like the car runs out of gas. And so the key is prevention. Have some food with you, and have had enough carbo and nutritional loading prior to the workout so that you don't have that dreaded bonk, because once you bonk, you don't recover. So although food itself doesn't directly prevent injuries, I think it can. You need to have appropriate nutrition to continue to provide the fuel to keep you going. I guess the other comment I would make about nutrition is, particularly in aerobic athletes, is I think vitamin D and calcium supplementation is excellent. Calcium probably less so in our younger people because they're usually not calcium deficient, but vitamin D has been shown to be, in some studies, to be somewhat protective against stress fractures. So I recommend most people take vitamin D.
And when you are on the athletic field competing, do you ever tell your clients, your students, to don't cut left or don't cut right or don't jump or don't try to, you know, make a certain move that'll hurt your knee?
Interesting. So, you know, it's hard to do that during competitive sports, right? These kids need to be able to run in different directions. So although we don't limit them in terms of what they, with directional restrictions, I do tell people that it's important to stay within your zone, stay within your ability, and square up, try to square up, keep your body, your feet, your knee, your hips, all aligned so that you're close to your core, kind of in tight, as opposed to overreaching or overstretching. Because it's overreaching, overstretching, overstriding while running or twisting, that also sets the stage for an injury.
And it's just sound advice. Back to food for a moment. Just such good sound advice that we always get from you. Exercise regularly and eat safely. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so great question. So especially now, when the weather's warm, right? So the kids are going back, and maybe they weren't doing as much in the summertime as they're about to do with the two-a-day sessions. And so they're going to be tired, they're going to be sore. They're going to have to go to practice while they're sore. So real important to get appropriate nutrition, appropriate rest to allow the body to recover. I can't emphasize the need for hydration, Gatorade and Powerades and all those sports drinks, I think, are really critical and helpful and strongly encouraged. Try to keep your temperature as cool as you can during the hot weather so that you don't get dehydrated. When you get dehydrated, that's a recipe for disaster because it makes recovery that much longer. Oftentimes it's not, little pieces of a power bar or some type of nutritional bar can be helpful during practice to kind of keep the glucose stores up. And then just good common sense. Just good common sense. If it's too hot at that time, you practice with less clean, probably not in full gear if it's a football player. If it's going to be super hot in the middle of the afternoon, maybe the practices are moved up a little bit or are done at a later time or not as long in an outdoor setting, so that you avoid the dehydration and cramping that can occur as a result of dehydration.
All right, one more main question for me, and that just relates to COVID-19. You want your athletes to avoid that. They did so exceedingly successfully last fall. Just a few remarks about avoiding coronavirus while participating in athletics.
Sure. So my top three would be get the vaccine. So I think a vaccinated athlete is much more likely not to get the coronavirus than a non-vaccinated athlete. That's certainly true and supported by our literature. So I'm a big proponent of the vaccine. Obviously controversial, et cetera, but that would be my opinion, clearly. Secondly, I think it's important to be cognizant of your settings. So maybe individualized water bottles, probably not a bad idea, right? Trying to keep socially distanced within 3 feet or so. I think initially recommendations were 6 feet, now maybe 3 feet. Just spread out a little bit, common sense. The mask is still a debatable and up in the air right now, where our organizations are not supporting routine use of masks among students, and I would follow the guidelines that are presented by our national leadership as they come out. Again, just good common sense, good hygiene, typical washing hands frequently, using aerosol, commercially available gels to stay clean, and avoiding being too close to our other athletes as best that can occur while participating in sports.
We touched on a wide range of important topics. Anything important you'd like to add, anything, or maybe something you'd want to emphasize?
Just that it's great to, it's just so lovely for me to go drive by the Bucknell Fields and some of the high school fields and see the kids out there again playing and, kind of getting back to, quote, normal, close quote. So that's great. I think it's important to, recognize that we're, COVID-19 hasn't gone away and that it's still a risk, and I think we need to be smart and take precautions, and then also be cognizant of the temperature, hydration, and nutrition. Those are all modifiable things. Keep yourself strong, start your practice, try to be in as best condition as you can, and if you're not quite in great condition at this stage, perhaps progress a little slower early on, work on technique, work on balance, and have fun.
Dr. John Fury of Sun Orthopedic Group of Evangelical Community Hospital, thank you so much for all the information and the time.
Appreciate it. Always a pleasure, sir.